This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Voters in Colorado Springs will vote on two ballot measures on recreational cannabis this November. One would legalize the sale of recreational marijuana there. The other would tax it at 5%. Colorado Springs chose to opt out of recreational marijuana sales after the state legalized it a decade ago. At the time, city officials said the area's large military presence, as well as marijuana's illegality on the federal level, meant it didn't make sense for the city. State officials responded to a group of activists demanding they review water pollution from the Everaz Rocky Mountain Steel Mill in Pueblo. Here's CPR's Miguel Otárola.
The state's Water Quality Control Division says it will review a permit allowing the mill to dump its wastewater into Salt Creek, but told activists it won't finish that review until the end of 2024. Pueblo physician Velma Campbell says that isn't fast enough.
That's more than 2 years from now, and they've had years, decades, to work on this permit.
Campbell says the mill's wastewater is an environmental justice issue for the community, which is largely Hispanic. The state says it first has to review the creek's underlying basin, a process that would take until next summer. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
The Taste of Colorado is returning to Denver's 16th Street Mall for Labor Day weekend. Organizers say the event will be twice as big this year. Over 30 food vendors will offer samples, 50 local artisan booths selling arts and crafts, home items, furniture, and jewelry, and the festival will have twice as many music stages this year featuring up-and-coming Denver bands. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.